The locker room pep talks are over. The players and coaches are ready, and the fans are fired up. It's time for high school basketball on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7 FM. Stay tuned. Pre-game coverage followed by opening tip-off are coming up after these messages from our Care Radio sports boosters.
If you're a farmer, you make dozens of decisions on an hourly basis to keep your agricultural operation running smoothly. Hi, this is Mark Pazeska, Union State Bank of Horton, and we say thank you for all your hard work. Did you know our online banking can help you streamline and simplify some of your decisions? You can transfer funds, pay bills, and even interface with Quicken and QuickBooks with your Union State Bank online account. We are proud to help serve the area farmers at all of our locations, especially during this busy time of year. Learn more today at mybankusb.com, member FDIC.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local, independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Durand and her father, Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Durand with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice.
Hi, I'm Nick Harling with UMB Bank in Sabetha, Hiawatha, and Atchison. We've all heard how the only constant is change. Good thing there's one thing your business can count on, a relationship with UMB Bank. We believe businesses of every size deserve a bank that's in it for the long haul, with access to your banker and solutions that flex with you year after year. Sure, things change, but our commitment to you does not. Visit UMB.com today. UMB Bank is member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Looking for a great place to eat, drink, and catch a game? Head to Kirkwood & Co. Restaurant and Sports Bar in Highland. Open 7 days a week. Kirkwood & Co. is your go-to spot. Together with friends, enjoy daily food and drink specials, and watch all the action on the big screens, even on their outdoor patio. If you're planning an event, reserve the private party room at Kirkwood. And stay updated with all of their specials by visiting Kirkwood & Co. on Facebook. And go indulge today in great food, drinks, and fun at Kirkwood & Co. in Highland.
And with that, we welcome you back once again to Effingham, Kansas, where we're going to set to go to the second half of our high school basketball doubleheader this evening in a cross-conference matchup. It's Donovan West at Atchison County Community High School. Welcome back, everybody. Joseph, that's him, selling that Care Sports Studios, making all the stuff work. Joseph, thanks much for all that producing and engineering there tonight. Tom Couch to the air court side. Both of the teams out of the court warming up. We've seen Donovan West once this year. Way back a couple of weeks ago as they played host up in Hyman to Moorhill Academy. We have yet to see Atchison County. Looking forward to seeing them here this evening. Say what? Let us take a quick look at the starters. First of all, for the visitors, coming into the ballgame today, 1-2 under head coach Derek Shelton. Donovan West is going to be starting 5'10" senior Coulter Peterson. At 6'4", it'll be senior Michael Albers, and at 6'1", sophomore Kason Keller. They're going to get Dustin Veach out there. He's a senior at 5'9", trying to get out of 6-foot-tall freshman catcher Peterson. For Atchison County, and head coach Corey Eckert, the Tigers coming in at 1-3. And they're going to be starting a sophomore, Henry Urban, with sophomore Riley Kessinger, freshman Alan Wagner, freshman James Gaddis, and a junior Ben Hanke. So for ACCHS, a very young group as they are looking to turn the corner here with the program and got a big win, a good win for them the other night. Tell you what, we're going to take a little bit of a break. We'll be back here in Effingham, Kansas. It'll be the tip-off. Boys High School Hoops here on Care coming up after this.
TN Bank sends warm wishes to all families and friends during this holiday season. As a strong supporter of all area businesses, we encourage you to shop with our local merchants who offer a variety of products that cater to your personal wishes with many gifts, both practical and unique. It's the season for connecting with loved ones, helping those less fortunate, and supporting our local community. The GM Bank family wishes you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. Member FDIC.
Moral Collision Repair has been family-owned and operated since 2001. Because we work together day in and day out, we understand the importance of putting loved ones first. At Moral Collision Repair, your family's safety is our number one concern. With you and those you care about in mind, we continue to invest in the latest technology and training. Whether in collision repair, car rental, or towing, everything we do is centered around your family's safety.
Euler Law Office in Troy is proud to support area schools and athletes. Joel Euler is your local attorney for all your legal needs. Contact Joel Euler at Euler Law Office for honest, dependable, and accountable general practice. 785-985-4000, Euler Law Office on Main Street in Troy.
Summer's better without the bite. At Urban Lawn Care, they offer professional lawn spraying that knocks out mosquitoes, chiggers, ticks, ants, and spiders, and all those uninvited pests. Safe for pets and kids, tough on bugs. You can schedule a one-time treatment or keep your yard protected all season long with monthly or bi-monthly plans. Take back your lawn. Call Urban Lawn Care today for a free estimate and get on the schedule. Urban Lawn Care, local, dependable, and here to help you enjoy your yard again.
Hi, I'm Emma Langley with Higher Power Grooming, just 8 miles northwest of Atchison. As a family-owned and fear-free certified business, we treat every pet like our own. From baths, haircuts, blow-drying and brushing, to nail trims and de-shedding packages, we do it all to keep your pets looking and feeling their best. Call or text us today at 785-741-5776 or email higherpowergrooming@gmail.com. And don't forget to follow Higher Power Grooming on Facebook and Instagram.
Good deals are hard to come by these days, unless you're at Taco John's. A crispy beef taco, bean burrito, junior potato olays, and a small drink for just $5? Oh, what a steal. $7 for a pair of crispy beef tacos, plus a nacho crunch beef burrito, junior potato olays, and a small drink? And that's a steal, too. And just $9 for a super crispy beef taco, chicken stuffed grill taco, junior potato olays, churro, and a small drink? Well, now that's highway taco robbery. Order these meal steals in-restaurant or online, only at Taco John's.
Hey, and with that, we welcome you back here to Effingham, Kansas, where we're getting underway. ACCHS hosting Donovan Weston. Here comes the Tigers on offense. Atchison County with Henry Urban bringing the ball up the floor. It'll skip past to the right side of the lane, gets it there to Riley. Kessinger's pass down to the baseline, is going to escape, get out of bounds, and back it comes to Donovan West. Tigers in those home white uniforms with orange and black lettering and trim for Donovan West. Again, it's that very Denver Bronco-ish looking uniform. Navy blue with orange. Half a minute into the game. Scoreless. D. West works the ball around the perimeter. Tigers little player D to begin things. Here's a 15-foot jump shot. It is up, and it is good to the first points of the ballgame. Will belong to Donovan West, and knocking it down is going to be Coulter Peterson. D. West gets in front, 2-0. Less than a minute into the ball game. Here's Ben Hanke, goes to the right side. Tigers back to Ben in the corner. He'll cut into the lane, gets inside his defender, puts a running shot up, but it won't drop down, and the rebound is going to be cleared away by D. West. Mustangs are bringing up the floor, alternating hands with a dribble, taking into the forecourt is going to be Keller. They'll swing it over to the left side. Peterson sets their baseline jump shot up, no good. Tigers are going to board this thing back down. And boy, I tell you what, old Riley Kessinger getting way upstairs to haul that rebound down. Riley not the tallest guy on the floor, but showed great ups and great floor awareness coming up with that rebound. Here's a three from the top for the Tigers. Got it! The bucket is good by James Gaddis. And ACCHS takes an early 3-2 lead. Another shot at the other end of the floor. No. Tigers rebound. D. West foul. The foul is going to be on Donovan West, and it'll go to catcher Peterson. His first foul. First foul by either team. And we're about 2 minutes into the game. ACCHS will walk it up. Urban will go over to the right side. Wagner with it. Allen feeds in the middle, back to the baseline. Allen, he'll launch three, drains it. Allen Wagner and the Tigers with a couple of long shots have taken a 6-2 lead. 2 minutes gone. Donovan went still to the backcourt. Crossed the timeline with a little skip pass over to the right elbow. Crossed it over on the left edge. It's going to be Coulter Peterson. Now into the lane. Taylor. He'll spin. Miss it. Rebound. Tigers. Spin. Hanky up the floor. Starts left. Comes right. Splits two defenders. Pulls up. There's bodies all over the floor. And let's see where the contact came from in the eyes of the official. And it's going to be on Donovan West and Dustin Beach. It'll be his first team foul, too. Tigers putting it into the baseline. Ben Hanke looking, gets it to Urban, and 5 seconds. Didn't get the ball in. So they'll try it again. And up the floor will come D. West. He'll cross to the middle and weave it over to the right side. Tigers had a player defense to begin things here tonight. 6-2 Atchison County. Reversing the ball to the left. Here's a three. Ripples the net. Coulter Peterson has all five of his team points in the Tiger lead trimmed to one. It is 6-5 Atchison County. Oh, Finn wanted that shot bad. Then hauled it back. Decided no. And they'll feed underneath to him. And defending from behind, Michael Albers collects a foul. So for Donovan West, it'll be three team fouls. The Tigers have not committed a foul. And ACCHS will have Ben Hanke inbounding it from the right side of the lane. Feeds underneath. The turnaround shot up in and out. That thing went halfway down, but kicked away for James. Here comes D. West. Quickly with the basketball over to the baseline left. The ball is going to be slapped away, knocked out of bounds. Good quick hands by James Gaddis to reach around the ball handler and knock that thing away and out of play. Michael Albers, a big guy out there for Donovan West. It's 6'4". He'll take the inbound pass, gets surrounded by a pair of defenders, has to kick it back off on top to Veach, who will fall away for the long two and miss it. And a rebound tipped out. Titans will control it down. Gaddis starts to bring it up the floor for Atchison County. Throws it down, gets it over to Henry Urban, who will come across the timeline. Henry accelerates to the left side of the lane, and we're going to get a blocking foul as Urban falls to the floor. Springs to his feet. He's okay. D. West fans not particularly enthralled with that call. And right now we have kind of a remarkable disparity in fouls called. Four fouls so far against Donovan West. None by Atchison County. D. West is going to bring Rucker Herring into the game and Breland Shelton. Herring is a 6-foot sophomore. Shelton is a 6-foot freshman. And the Tigers put the ball in play. It comes out on top. A little bit of a head fake. And that head fake turns into a travel. Tigers are going to give it back. Pretty good game. Very close at 6-5. With 4 minutes 20 to go in the first quarter. Into the fourth quarter against some very close player defense. Donovan West works it up on top. Swings it to the right. 16-foot shot. Nope. Rebound. Urban had it. And a defender comes in from the back. Tries to pull the ball from him. But will foul him from behind. And it's going to be the second foul by Albers. And now, as it's team foul five. And we're not midpoint yet of the first quarter. Team foul five for Donovan Winston. The Tigers are coming to the free throw line. Step it up there. Looking for his first point of the evening. It's going to be Henry Urban. Henry takes his time, eyes it, finger roll, rattles it down. It's good. It is a 7-5 Tiger lead. With those two fouls, Michael Albers will exit the game. And checking in for D. West is going to be Hayden Paulino. Paulino, don't use all those fouls. I'm used to Hawaiians where you pronounce every vowel, but I guess this is not it. But Polino comes in. 7-5. Second free throw is no good. Rebound off the missed shot. Donovan West is going to keep it alive. Here's a long three from the top. No. Rebound slapped out. D. West is going to keep it alive again. Thinking about the three once more. And then they elect to not do that. A little head fake right side. Drive to the side of the lane. Just outside the block. Lob back on top. Again, no shot clock in Effingham. The shot from the top, it's a three. It's a wee bit short. Going to go out of bounds on a hop. Tigers are going to have it back in the backcourt. And we're going to get Coach Shelton taking a timeout. Joseph, We'll take a break with him. Coming at 3:34 to go, quarter number one in Effingham. It is Atchison County 7, Donovan West 5.
Hi, this is Michelle Garrity with PFRN Realty, powered by the Garrity Group. I know buying or selling a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll make, and that's why my team and I are here to make the process smooth and stress-free. We'll guide you every step of the way with expert advice, experience, and local knowledge you can trust. Come see us at 300 Main Street in Atchison or at our Oskaloosa office at 524 Liberty. Call today at 1-800-994-4742. At PFRN Realty, we are your friend in real estate.
Is your vehicle pulling to the left or right? Does your steering wheel shake or feel off center? It may be time to align your tires. Check in with the tire professionals at Lights Out at Town & Country in Atchison. It's recommended to align your tires once a year with regular maintenance to prevent uneven or rapid tire wear. For a tire alignment, repairs, or even replacement, contact the tire experts at Lights Out at Town & Country, 367-2699 or 201 Commercial Street in Atchison.
Getting the ball in play, it misses. Can't get the shot to fall down, and in the battle for the rebound, Henry Irvin's going to pick up his first foul. It'll be the first Tiger foul of the game. And as we approach 3 minutes left in the opening quarter, up with the basketball, Donovan West trailing by two. Good to have you with us here for High School Hoops. Looking forward to bringing you Benedictine College football tomorrow. From the NAIA Football Championship Series, it'll be the semifinals. We'll be in Des Moines. 11:30 for the Care pregame, a 12 noon tip-off from Duke Williams Field. Here's a shot from the top. It's a three, and it's a little bit wide to the left side. And it's going to go out of bounds. Atchison County brings it back up the floor. Bringing it up, it's going to be Ben Hanke. Ben jumps it out to the top to Riley. Kessinger over to Allen. Wagner into the corner. Here's a baseline three, but before the shot, in the effort to square up, Tigers are going to turn it over with a travel. ACCHS has gone to the bench, and we're going to get our first substitution of the contest for the Tigers. Max Wagner is going to come in. 2:15 and counting, quarter one. Game moving along at a pretty good clip. Here's a shot blocked from behind by ACCHS. A clean block, and that's a hard thing to do. And now we have a foul for Donovan West, and Helena will pick up his first. And the Tigers are coming to the free throw line. I'm starting to mention, just into the ballgame, is Max Wagner. And as quickly as he comes in, he gets fouled and comes to the line, and the junior puts in his first point of the game. Max will look it over, spins it once, and flips it up. This one does not roll in. Second one won't go down. It is 8-5 Atchison County, and we are 2 minutes to play. And the first quarter in a feed to the middle and a falling away shot. Goodbye, catcher Peterson. He makes it a one-point game at 8-7. 2 minutes left. Baseline three, Tigers up and short. And a rebound cleared away, D. West. Coming up with the basketball, here comes Donovan West, Rucker Herring in the game. And the pass down to the baseline is going to get away and go out of bounds. That wasn't Rucker. It was Rucker out there. Yeah, Rucker Herring and Braylon Shelton with Colder Peterson out of the floor. I see Ketcher Peterson. And we're going to round this group out for D. West with Kaysen Keller. They didn't have to go in the opening quarter. D. West with the basketball, trailing it by one. They have not led yet. After the first shot of the game, they led by 2-0. Have not led since. And now they're going to turn it over to baseline. Tigers are getting it back with a minute and a half to go in the first. Still an 8-7 ball game. Now, if you like a lot of offensive fireworks, this may not be the one for you. But you want a nice, close game. Every possession, every shot matters. Here you are. Here's a three. Tigers wide open. Buries it. for ACCHS, Max Wagoner, who's coming off the bench, knocks down that. It's his fourth point. He leads his team in scoring. 1 minute to play. First quarter. Here's a three on the other end. No. But a rebound on the fly. And Donovan Weston's going to keep it alive. 11-7. Tigers. See if that's going to be lucky for someone. Here's a pass to the baseline. It's going to get away. Oh, nice hustle. Good save of the ball by D. West. Another three. Up, and that was buried by catcher Peterson. He's got five. And it is 11-10. 40 seconds to go in the opening quarter. Ben Hanke jumps it over to the right side. Max has it deep in the corner. Goes back to Henry. Henry to Max. He'll square and shoot. No rebound tipped out. Here comes D. West. Coming over to basketball, it's going to be Rucker. Herring will dump it off on top to Coulter. And Peterson backs away. The senior running this ball club kicks it to the right side. Now they'll go corner. Rainbow shot. Well short. Rebound Tigers. Henry will launch one. Three quarters of the court. Hits the rim. Doesn't go in. And that is the end of the opening quarter. We got a timeout of the floor. We got a good one going on here in Effingham, Kansas. After one of the guys' game, Atchison County 11, Donovan West 10.
Need CPAP or oxygen supplies? KexRx Pharmacy has you covered. KexRx CPAP and oxygen supply specialists deliver one-on-one consultations in pharmacy or right to your door. From billing your insurance, finding the perfect mask fit, or even setting up hassle-free resupplies, KexRx Pharmacy is here every step of the way. At KexRx, your comfort, safety, and peace of mind come first. Don't wait. Breathe easier today. Call 785-742-3546 or visit KexRx.com to book your consult with KexRx Pharmacy today.
Hi, this is Dr. Carrie Cowan with Atchison Animal Clinic. Atchison Animal Clinic has been committed to providing veterinary services to Atchison and the surrounding areas for over 75 years, and our commitment has never been stronger. Offering same-day sick appointments and happily accepting new clients, we pride ourselves on being ready and available to service your veterinary needs when you need us. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
FW Houston Medical Center is here for your local health care needs. With a 24-7 walk-in clinic and a variety of long-term care options, FW Houston is your premier health care choice in Jefferson County. Call 913-774-4340 to learn more.
Effingham, Kansas. Tigers putting the ball in play quickly to begin the second quarter in a shot of missing rebound D. West. Moments into the second quarter. Here's a three looking for the lead, and there it is. 3-point shot by Donovan West, and it is Braylon Shelton, right? Braylon hitting that shot. 13-11. Tigers down two. Now, D. West with the steal. Other end. Driving shot. Up and good on the transition. And a quick explosion. And the Tigers taking a very, very smart timeout. Moments into the second quarter after back-to-back scores by Donovan West. We're taking a break, Joseph, at the 7:21 mark of the opening half of the guys' game. It is suddenly Donovan West, 15, Atchison County, 11.
Summer's better without the bites. At Urban Lawn Care, they offer professional lawn spraying that knocks out mosquitoes, chiggers, ticks, ants, and spiders, and all those uninvited pests. Safe for pets and kids. Tough on bugs. You can schedule a one-time treatment or keep your yard protected all season long with monthly or bi-monthly plans. Take back your lawn. Call Urban Lawn Care today for a free estimate and get on the schedule. Urban Lawn Care. Local, dependable, and here to help you enjoy your yard again.
K4 Ag and Valley Falls is your local farm partner. They have a full load of Soother Feeds protein tubs and mineral on hand and carry mixed 30 liquid feed. Call 785-945-3202 for pricing. K4 Ag also carries tires for vehicles of every size, from semis to tractors to passenger vehicles, to keep you moving on the road or in the field. Let them help you select the best tire for your vehicle and driving needs. See K4 Ag and Valley Falls, nurturing farms and growing success.
Effingham coming out of the timeout. Tigers have the basketball. Suddenly, though, Donovan wins down in front of 15-11. Here's a three for Henry. Coming up a little bit short. Gets his own rebound. Dishes it out on top. And Donovan West will try to save it, but cannot. It's going to get away out of bounds. It'll be Atchison County basketball. So for Donovan West, wow. 15-11. Here's a feed. Right side, Hankey. Ben starts left, and the defender kind of checks him a couple of times. The official comes over to the scorer's table and says, that's going to be a foul on Dustin Veach, and I've got him for two. It'll be the first foul of the second quarter by either team, coming at 6.5 to go in the first half. Inbound comes off the block, uncontested. Up and in, James Gaddis has five. 15-13. G West, 6:20 to go in the half. Going to run a little, move it to the outside, take it all the way around the perimeter, now reverse it, swing it over to the left wing where an open shot is taken and missed. Tigers getting way upstairs, hollow down that rebound, and coming up with the board, it's going to be James. James Gaddis, the freshman for Atchison County, brings good height and a lot of good court awareness out there for Atchison County. James already has five of the Tigers, 13 points. ACCHS, Ben Hankey out on top. Wanting the long shot, Max Wagner. He's going to pull it back down. Brings it back off on top. August Neal has just come into the game. And now the ball is going to be stolen. Breakaway, other end. Driving shot, no, but we'll have a Tiger foul, and that's going to be on Henry. It should be his second, if it is his. And it is. So, interestingly enough, Henry Urban has two fouls now in the game. The Tigers, as a team, have two fouls in the game. No one but Henry has committed one yet. Free throw here is up and good. So Dustin Veach on the board for the first time tonight. And it's a 16-13 lead for Donovan West. Atchison County going to rotate in a couple of guys. We'll pick up after the second free throw. This shot up looks good is. Beach getting a couple of points, making it 17-13. Tigers trail by four for the second time of the game. 5.5 to go in the first half. Ben with it. Out on top. Tigers straight away. The three, wide left, rebound, and lots of contact going on underneath the goal. Look at that basketball. And for Atchison County, the whistle is going to be on Riley Kessinger. Riley picking up his first foul. Team foul two for Atchison County. A little full court pressure by ACCHS. The ball comes in play for D West in front of head coach Shelton. Now work it around to the right side. Gets it over to Cora Peterson. Now down to the baseline. Tigers are going to steal away the cross court pass. Here comes Atchison County. Here comes James Gaddis. He'll stop in the backcourt, let everybody precede him. Now will accelerate down the left side. Jumps it into the corner. The ball's going to be dislodged and taken back away by D West. Quickly up the floor, it's going to be Shelton. Breathing. Jumps it over to the left side. Gets it there to catcher. Out on top, the three, launch, no, rebound, tipped around. Tigers have it back with James Gaddis collecting another rebound. 4 minutes and 50 to go in the half. 17-13, D West out front. Donovan West coming into the game at 1-2. We saw them in their win over Marshall Mount Academy. Here's a three, long shot, no good. ACCHS at 1-3, coming off a huge win for them earlier this week. Breaking a bit of a losing streak for Atchison County. That was a good one for head coach Corey Eckert and his team. Top side, the elbow three, no rebound. Rolls around, nicely saved by D. West, knifing into the lane. A falling away shot is going to be up, and the Tigers, unable to secure the rebound, will lose it out of play. Donovan West is going to have it at their offensive baseline. Returning to the floor for Donovan West, you're going to get Michael Albers back in. Remember, he's out there with a couple of fouls now. And we're approaching the midpoint of the second quarter at 4:14 to go in the half. Donovan West looking it in from the left side of the lane. Brings it back out on top. They'll rotate it over. The feet into the paint, the kick right, the dish out, the three from the perimeter. Rims out, no good. Tigers are going to tip it around and rebound it back down. Here comes Alan Wagner, the freshman for ACCHS. Down to the baseline right, the set shot three coming up is a little bit short. And a rebound is going to be pulled down off the floor. Here comes Donovan West. Into the forecourt, Braden Shelvin. Shelvin, the lefty for three. Wide left. Rebounding it down is going to be the Tigers. It's trying to steal the ball away from Riley Kessinger. We're going to get a Mustang foul. Fisher walking around and craning his neck. He wants to make sure that he gets a good look at Kaysen Keller's number to make sure he gets that foul called on the correct individual. It'll be Kaysen's first foul. Jonathan West, be team foul two, one on Beach, one on Keller. 3.5 to go in the first half. Tigers go baseline. Ben Hanke gets to the block but has no shot. Now he's going to back into the lane. Traveled with it, yeah. He kind of palmed that thing over. As he drove down the lane, he kind of got his hand underneath the ball, and I think he was kind of between deciding to go ahead with a shot from a little bit higher or continuing his dribble, and he elected to continue to drive in, and he'll turn it over with that infraction. 3:20 to go in the half. Here come the Mustangs, leading it by four. They'll dump it right. Tigers, have they dropped into a zone? No, they're sitting with the man defense. The ball's going to be knocked away. It's rolling around on the floor. The U.S. is going to save it. And again, no shot clock to contend with. The feed across to the left side, the pass to the top, the wide open three, no. Rebound, Albers had it, was not able to control it down, but tips it away to Keller. Here's Peterson. He'll drive right, gets fouled. As trailing the play defensively for the Tigers, it's going to be August Knoll. So August, foul number one. He is another freshman for Coach Corey Eckrich on a very young Tiger team. 2 minutes and 40 to go in the half. 17-13, Tigers trail. And it is a low-scoring bit of business so far here tonight. Now the pass in the middle is going to be stolen away. Here comes Atchison County on the fast break. Other end of the court, the ball is going to be stripped free and stolen. Back up with the McCumber, Donovan West. And now trying to steal the ball away. Little elbows flying, no whistle. The drive into the lane. They're running finger roll shot. No! Tigers with the board. The crowd is here tonight really getting excited and getting into this ball game as these two teams are getting back and forth. Here's Ben Hanke for three. Doesn't get it. Rebounding it back. Kaysen Keller. Here's D. West. Into the forecourt is Coulter Peterson. He's over in front of the Atchison County bench with a minute 50 to go in the half. They'll feed it over to the right side to Kaysen. Back to the baseline is going to be Rucker Herring. Skips it over to the corner to Albers. Into the lane, little hook shot, bouncing, up and good. Coulter Peterson has seven. And it's 19-13. D. West, the biggest lead of the game with a minute and a half to go. You know, we went exactly 4 minutes without a point in this game. A minute 20 to go, and the shot of the Tigers is going to go away. Here comes D. West. Up with it is going to be Beach. Dustin, long cross-court pass. Kaysen for three. No. Rebound tipped around, out of bounds. Tiger basketball. Derek is going to bring into the game, back into the game, is going to be catcher Peterson for Donovan West and Braylon Shelton. Both coming back in. 1:11 to go before halftime. Tigers have the basketball. They're down a half dozen. Biggest lead of the game for either team right now belongs to Donovan West. Top side thinking about three. Max Wagner, then he changes his mind. Goes to Ben Hanke. Backside to the top. Wagner into the corner. Here's three for Gaddis. Too strong. And a rebound, Donovan West and Rucker Herring. Outlet. Down the floor, Rucker bounces into the lane to the Tigers. Step in front of it, it's Ben Hanke. Down the court, he's one on two. Goes in traffic, shoots it up and missed it. Rebound, pulled down D. West. Now these teams are just running up and down the floor. Nobody's scoring, everybody's running, and it's really wild, and now it's thrown away, and they're going to say it was touched for the Tigers. Somebody needs to circle the wagons a little bit here and get a little focus going back. With a half a minute to go in the opening half in a six-point ball game, this one belongs to anyone. The first team who kind of gets themselves back under control a little bit. And Donovan West may just look for the last shot of the half. Here's Veach. Quickly to the right to Rucker. And there's a turnover. Tigers are going to get the chance. at that last shot of the half. Ben Hanke will inbound it from the 28-foot mark in the backcourt in front of the ACCHS student section over there. And into the forecourt they come, 15 seconds left before halftime. Skip pass will come over to the right side. Kessinger pulls up the dribble, out on top, Ben. He'll go through his online, and it is perfect. Ben Hanke, a pretty shot, his first point. And at the other end of the buzzer, it's up, it's no good. We've come to halftime, and we got a good one going on here in Effingham. We'll return to summarize the opening half for you. The teams are headed off the floor and going to the locker room in Effingham. It is Donovan West, 19, Atchison County, 16.
It's time for the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7 FM. Stay tuned. Your first half recap is coming up right after this.
What is your name?
K-A-I-R-F-M, Horton, Atchison.
Want to hear something cool?
Playing today's hit country along with local news, sports, and weather.
Ready to make history? And maybe $500? During halftime at this season's home basketball games at Atchison High School and Atchison County Community High School, you could be one of two lucky contestants who will have a chance to make a half-court shot to win $500. Sponsored by Amberwell Orthopedic Care and Sports Medicine. Tickets for a chance to shoot will be sold at the gate, and all ticket proceeds go to the schools. Win or lose, it's a shot worth taking. See you at the game.
Hi, this is Dr. Carrie Cowan with Atchison Animal Clinic. Atchison Animal Clinic has been committed to providing veterinary services to Atchison and the surrounding areas for over 75 years, and our commitment has never been stronger. Offering same-day sick appointments and happily accepting new clients, we pride ourselves on being ready and available to service your veterinary needs when you need us. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
That's over here in Effingham, Kansas. Here we go. Half court shot and just a little bit off the side. Got a great ball game going on here in the guys' contest. 19-16, D. West leading the Tigers at the break. And quick look at the scoring for you. First of all, for Donovan West, lead the way. Coulter Peterson, 7. Ketchup Peterson with 5. Shelton, 3. And a couple for Veach for ACCHS. 5 guys in the scoring column. Paced by Alan Wagner and James Gaddis, each with 5. Max Wagner off the bench with 4. 3 for Ben Hanke and Henry Urban. 1 of 2 at the free throw line. We're going to take a break and kick it back to Jones of the Care Radio Sports Studios. But right now, with that halftime score, Donovan West 19, Atchison County 16, we're going to take it back. And Joseph is putting together for you some fun time, wintertime halftime.
Hi, this is Erica. I started Queen Bee Boutique with a love for handmade jewelry. And today, that passion shines in every collection. From authentic Native American turquoise and sterling silver to our dazzling moissanite and designer luxury jewelry lines, each piece is chosen with care and expertise. I am certified in all things jewelry, so when you shop at Queen Bee, you can trust you're getting the very best. Come see all the sparkle waiting for you at Queen Bee Boutique in Atchison.
It's time for you to get the care that you deserve. When you're in our hands, you can rest assured that you're getting the best that there is. Here at Atchison Senior Village, we strive every day to be the skilled nursing facility of choice in our community. We make sure that each day you spend with us is filled with the caliber of service that will make your stay comfortable, safe, and therapeutic. Our in-house therapy team promotes quality outcomes for short-term, long-term, and outpatient residents. Let us take care of you or your loved one. For more information, contact me, Nikki Weigel, today at 913-209-0138.
At Hummelgaard Family Dentistry in Atchison, your comfort and health come first. You're in good hands.
I'm Dr. Jordan Hummelgaard, formerly Campbell. I grew up right here in Atchison. Caring for the community means everything to me. We take time to listen and make sure you feel comfortable and cared for, whether it's your first visit or your 50th. When you walk through our doors, you're family.
Hummelgaard Family Dentistry at 913-367-7270 or stop by 817 Santa Fe in Atchison. Hummelgaard Family Dentistry.
Taking a look at the Carrick Country sports schedule, we're dominated by tomorrow's football game. It's a rematch set for number 5 Benedictine Ravens against the number 1 Grandview Vikings. The Ravens have only lost one game this year, where the Vikings beat them 27-24, and the Ravens are out for revenge tomorrow. Join us as we will have that game in the NAIA Football Championship Series as it continues, as a Heart of America Athletic Conference member is guaranteed to play for the 2025 NAIA National Championship. The game has got a high noon kickoff, but you want to join us right around 11:30 or so to make sure that you get all of that pre-game show.
Back in the day, Christmas meant tinseled trees, homemade fudge, and tractors that took an hour to start in the cold. Things have come a long way since then, thank goodness. At Mustang Seeds, we honor legacy, but keep pushing forward, because progress never takes a holiday. Here's to the farmers who keep both tradition and technology alive. Mustang Seeds, built on legacy, powered by progress.
Brick Street Bourbon Catering Services. We do it all. Weddings, business events, receptions, luncheons, birthday parties, dinner parties, showers, funerals, and all your special occasions. We can bring it to you or you can come to us. We offer full catering services in our banquet room and dining room. Contact Brick Street Bourbon in Valley Falls, Kansas. We do it all, big or small. Call 785-217-6357.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer with locations in Leavenworth, Sabetha, and Smithville, and of course in Atchison at 424 Woodlawn Avenue.
Taking a look at some of the finals in the girls' games, it was Jackson Heights ladies over St. Mary's 44-37. Nemaha Central ladies beat Holton ladies 56-28. Rock Creek had a victory over Sabetha at a 63-25 victory in the girls' game. Silver Lake had a 58-47 victory over Centralia. Mar Hill Mount Academy fell a little bit short after leading at the half with Hiawatha having 54 points to Mar Hill Mount Academy's 50. In the Royal Valley Valley Falls game, it was Royal Valley 44 to Valley Falls 28. Taking a look at the halftime scores as I have them right now in boys games, we have Rock Creek leading Sabetha 25-23. And in this game, Donovan West is leading ACCHS 19-16. I'll be back in just a moment with a good look at that weather eye forecast.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. With their signature stack burgers, chicken sandwiches, and chicken strip baskets, there's something for everyone. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like the Hot Foot Sundae, dipped cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good.
Looking for a fresh, fast, and delicious meal in Atchison? Head to Subway, conveniently located under the 5th Street Viaduct. From made-to-order sandwiches and wraps to crisp salads, protein bowls, and breakfast options, Subway has something for everyone, any time of day. And be sure to watch for their special $6.99 meal of the day for a great deal on your favorites. Fresh ingredients, great value, and made just the way you like it. Eat fresh at Subway in Atchison.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Mainly cloudy tonight with a low of 20. North winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. 27 tomorrow. Lows level off around 5 above. Tomorrow night, mainly clear. Mainly clear skies Sunday with highs around 22. 46 Monday. A peak at extended shows 53 Tuesday, 58 Wednesday, and 51 on Thursday.
From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
And this is Joseph Kerr with Hot Country 93.7. Currently it's 30 degrees and mostly cloudy in downtown Atchison. The winds are out of the north and northwest at 9 miles per hour. Relative humidity 74%, giving us a feels like temperature of 21 degrees. The dew point is 22 degrees Fahrenheit. The barometric pressure, well, it's on the rise at 30.30 inches of mercury. I do have an updated score in the Jackson Heights St. Mary's boys game. At the half, it is St. Mary's 33. Jackson Heights 14. We'll be returning to Tom Couts shortly.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
Electrical issues aren't just frustrating. They can be risky and costly if you try to tackle them yourself. Turn to the experts at Gerber Electric and let their professionals handle it safely and efficiently. From residential and commercial work to industrial projects, Gerber Electric has you cover 24/7 for emergencies. They're licensed, bonded, and insured, giving you total confidence in the team you trust. Gerber Electric, where quality work is more than a service. It's a tradition. Call 913-367-2731 anytime.
Ready to make history and maybe $500 during halftime at this season's home basketball games at Atchison High School and Atchison County Community High School? You could be one of two lucky contestants who will have a chance to make a half-court shot to win $500. Sponsored by Amberwell Orthopedic Care and Sports Medicine. Tickets for a chance to shoot will be sold at the gate, and all ticket proceeds go to the schools. Win or lose, it's a shot worth taking. See you at the game.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7 FM. We now return to the gym for second half coverage of your feature game.
Hey, everyone, we welcome you back once again to Effingham, Kansas. It's set to go to the second half of the guys' game, our second game of the night here at our high school hoops doubleheader. Welcome back, everybody. Many thanks to Joseph, producing and engineering, and the news, weather, sports, and whatever you need done, guy. Joseph, thank you. Tom Couts with you here courtside. The Tigers are going to put the original starting five out there with Henry Urban and Riley Kessinger, Alan Wagner, James Gaddis, and Ben Hanke. Waiting for Coach Shelton, and looks like Donovan West will have its original starters. Also, Colton Peterson and Michael Albers. Kaysen Keller, Dustin Beach, and catcher Peterson. Tigers in the home whites with orange and black. Mustangs in the navy with orange. And we're set to go to the second half. Tigers have led in a ball game by as many as four. And Donovan West has led in the ballgame by as many as six. It is now a three-point game. And now, not sure what's happening. Holding matters up a little bit. They've sent the teams off the floor back over to their respective benches, which is just a golden opportunity for me to remind you that I think, Joseph, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe we have a high school basketball scoreboard show tonight on the 103.9, the mothership. So kick it over there if you want to get the scores and the recaps and all of that kind of a thing for basketball. And I can also remind you that we're going to be with you. Gus and I are going to be in Des Moines, Iowa tomorrow as the Benedictine Ravens are in the semifinals. That's right, the final four of the NAIA National Tournament. They will call it the Football Championship Series because it's probably not a tournament because it's not really bracketed like a tournament. So with all of those little idiosyncrasies aside, we'll have Raven football with a Care pregame at about 11:30. Kickoff from Des Moines at Duke Williams Field, 12 o'clock noon, is Benedictine. It's hosted by Grandview. Grandview, the defending national champion, and Grandview, the only team to have defeated Benedictine this year. As Ravens were up there, game two of the year, Grandview sneaking out a 27-24 victory in that one. The winner of this game will go on next week to the national championship. Here we go. Alternate position, it'll be Donovan West basketball. We're underway in the second half. D. West will start with some motion around the perimeter. We're going to get the Tiger defense trying to get them tangled up a little bit. The drive, the dish, mishandled a little bit. Albers is able to recover the ball, get it. They'll pick it up, spin, turn, shoot, and score down the right side of the lane. That was a pretty job by catcher Peterson. He's got his 7th point of the ball game, and it's 21-16. Tigers trailing it by 5 as they get their first possession of the second half. 7:20 to go in quarter 3. Kessinger will skip it over to the right side. Kicks it now to Wagner. Back to Kessinger. Bounces out on top to Ben. Hanke will play off the screen. Goes into the lane. Has the ball slapped out of his hands and stolen. Here comes Dustin Veach. He'll drive. It's blocked and knocked away out of bounds. That was quite the little defensive play down on the other end by Alan Wagner. No foul call, so apparently there was no contact. Then it'll be D. West basketball. A minute gone in the third quarter. Donovan West is going to launch it way out on top where Case and Keller will handle it. Tigers stay with the player. D. Here's a little falling away jump shot that's going to be up and good. Colter Peterson has 9. 23-16. This is the largest lead of the game for either team. Tigers jump shot is up, no good. Henry will get a rebound, kick it back, and the three is drained by James Gaddis, his 2nd 3 of the game. 23-19. 6:25 to go in the third quarter. These two teams are really well matched, and the Tigers are playing well. Here's a baseline corner 3. Now let's see, are they calling a foul? Is it a 3+1? Count the bucket. It's a 3. The foul on Henry Urban, and it's going to be a +1. So Urban will collect his 3rd foul. He will exit the game and come into the free throw line with an opportunity at a conventional, if there's such a thing, conventional 4-point play. The shot and a +1 is Colter Peterson. The 5'10" senior knocks it down. 27-19. That's a big swing at 6:17 to play in the third. Tigers back down into the lane. Nothing there. Down on top, here's Kessinger. He will jump it to the edge and traveling with the basketball. What happened is James had gotten the pass, and he was kind of between steps and wasn't sure if he was going to try to spot up for a corner shot or if he was going to pull that thing out to the elbow a little bit. But in the midst of all of that, it's going to be a turnover. Back up quicker to basketball. Here come the Mustangs. D. West out on top. It's a 3. Too strong. And Atchison County is going to let that thing trickle out of bounds, and they'll be putting it in play from deep into backcourt. 5:55 to go in the third. 27-19. Donovan West up 8, the biggest lead so far today. Here's a Ben Hanke 3. Kicked out. No. Albers rebounds it down. Here comes Kaysen. Keller spins into the lane and gets it. 1st point tonight for Kaysen. And as a double-digit lead manifests itself, the Tigers are going to take a timeout, and so shall we. Put a break in the action, and 5:32 to go in the 3rd quarter. It's now Donovan West, 29, ACCHS 19.
This holiday season, give the gift that keeps on giving. Health, confidence, and a little glow. Snap Fitness in Atchison has everything you need, from 24/7 gym access to amazing Christmas specials. Pick up our tan packages and save on lotions, perfect stocking stuffers, or last-minute gifts for anyone who loves looking and feeling their best. Whether you're starting a fitness journey or treating someone you love, Snap Fitness has your holiday covered. Stop in today and snap into the season.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Timeout, the Tigers. A little quick break down the floor, and Riley Kessinger off a nice pass gets his 1st point of the ball game, and the Tigers are back to within 8. It is 29-21. 5 minutes to go in the third quarter here in Effingham, Kansas. Boys high school basketball ladies game won by Donovan West in the first contest of the evening. And here in the second, D. West, a wide open three and knocking it down from way out in front of the bench. It'll be Kason Keller. Give him 5, 32-21. And now the Tigers find themselves down 11 at the 440 mark of the third. ACCHS had a one-point lead after a quarter. Found themselves down by three at the end of the half. And now we get a D-West steal. Here's Albers. Goes to the other end and going to get fouled. The foul will be on Allen Wagner. Allen's first foul, the Tigers' second. And a game that saw quite a few fouls committed early in the contest. We're getting hardly any fouls now. Donovan West has committed none about halfway through the third quarter. Tigers have committed only two. And his free throw for the big guy is up and good. So for Michael Albers, the first point of the game, and for Donovan West, now all of the starters have scored. Michael sends this one on its way. It will hit the back of the rim, and Atchison County had it and lost it, and it's going to be knocked away out of bounds off Kason Keller. Atchison County basketball. No. Yeah? Okay, yeah. Tigers are going to have it in, but we're going to see for the first time in a ballgame some really full court pressure for the Mustangs. Donovan West chasing the basketball. Atchison County. Henry Urban brings it down. Outside it goes. Grabbing the right side, Hankey. Kicks it back behind him. Here's a three. Got it. Gattis for three more. James will hit his third three of the ball game. And it's 33 now to 24. And we're inside 4 minutes to play third quarter. D. West rotates one way. We're on the outside, all the passing above the three-point ring. Get it to the baseline, bring it back, reverse it the other way. Here's a little jumper up and no, rebound in the lane. That was nicely done. Follow shot for three, bounce around, and it's going to be up, and it's going to be good. Three-point shot for Coulter Peterson. 36-24. And Donovan West just keeps slowly increasing its lead. It was 7, then 8, then 10, and then 11, now 12 at 36-24. And we get a jump ball call, possession, ACC. Donovan West is going to get Justin Veach back into the game. So as Veach comes in, catcher Peterson will exit. And the Tigers with sophomore Henry Urban, top side, put the ball in play. To the right side they'll go. Ben Hankey looks to the middle. Little one-hand push pass, and it's loose on the floor and picked up by D. West. Coast to coast, other end, driving shot good. Coulter Peterson, he's really exploded. Had 7 at halftime. He's got 11 in this quarter. How about that? He's at 18 points now. 38-24. Donovan West starting to open it up a little bit. Three-point shot, Tigers, they needed that one, didn't get it. And on the upcourt play, is that Henry picking up a fourth foul? It is. Henry Urban picking up a foul. The Tigers are going to exercise a timeout, and so shall we. Timeout on the court at the 2 minutes and 41 second mark of the third quarter. We're in Effingham, where it is Donovan West, 38, Atchison County, 24.
Anderson Meats in Troy is your go-to spot for top-notch deer processing. From field to feast, Anderson Meats is one of the only companies that handles whole carcass deer processing. They're also taking beef and hog butchering and processing appointments and can get the job done within 60 days and have the meat ready in your freezer customized just the way you want it. Anderson Meats also has their retail room open with grab-and-go cuts of beef and pork. Gift certificates also available. Trust the best. Anderson Meats in Troy, where taste meets tradition.
Ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas from Midwest Crop Insurance of Seneca. Beth wanted me to give you this message direct this year from the North Pole. Midwest Crop Insurance hopes the Christmas season finds you surrounded by family and friends during this joyous time of the year. And of course, since Beth has been such a good girl this year, ho, 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 I said I'd just deliver the message myself. Midwest Crop Insurance wishes everyone a Merry Christmas.
As we return to Effingham, Kansas, Donovan West puts the ball in play, enjoying the largest lead of the ball game, in front by 14-38-24. They'll run up a little one-handed baseline shot, is up and good. And a couple of more for Braylon Shelton. 40-24. The 16-point lead. Tigers, a little 360 spin to the baseline, and the shot falls away from Alan Wagner. Outlet up the floor, on the court one time. Backhand layup is good by Dustin Veach. And Donovan West has got it going on now. They've exploded to a 42-24 lead. That means that they have scored, what, 9 unanswered points. Here's a Tiger 3. It's off the mark and out of bounds to D. West. In the third quarter, Donovan West has outscored Atchison County to the tune of 21-8. Mustangs up court with it. Minute and a half to go in the third. Pass clear across court, right in front of head coach Derek Shelton now. They'll drive across to the free throw line, little side step. Nobody fooled by that. Comes out on top again to Dustin. Beach, top of the key, slides right, picks up the screen from Albers, puts it off on top, gets it there to Shelton. Three-point shot, drained it. What a pretty shot by Veach. It'll be his first three of the game. The lead stretches. It's 45-24, a 21-point advantage. And this has been a huge third quarter for Donovan West. We're inside the last minute of the third. And the ball knocked away from the Tigers. It's loose on the floor. D. West is going to pick it up. They're going to transition. Up the floor, on the court. One-time reverse layup, good. Donovan West beginning to run away with his ball game in the late going of the third quarter. 47-24. The ball's loose. Tigers are going to be able to save it. 25. Back out on top. Here's Ben. Dumps it right side. James. And his shot's going to be deflected. Rebound to go back down. It's going to be Donovan West. 14 seconds. 13. Into the left corner. No room. Twisting and turning. Trying to find a place to go with the basketball. And Coach Shelton's going to take a timeout. Tell you what, Joseph, we're going to hang on to it right here because we're at 9 seconds. Okay, so we're almost through the third quarter. D. West calling a timeout, and Derek is going to drop something for his guys because they're going to have the ball in play at their baseline. So with that, golden opportunity to, again, remind you there is a high school basketball scoreboard show. Coming up, it will not be on Care, but it'll be on the Big Sister. It'll be on 103.9 at the conclusion of the games. And so they all usually in, you know, kind of sort of reasonably close to the same time. So, you know, I would say another half hour, 45 minutes. A little after the end of this game, it's 103.9. Get the scores, get recaps from all the covered games around the area, get. Like how things are going in conferences, even though there's not much conference play going on right now. There's a little bit. So we'll get all of that. And then, of course, got to start thinking about being outside and being in the cold and not caring. We're going to throw our hands in the air like we don't care tomorrow in Des Moines, Iowa, because it won't matter that we're sitting outside at a high school stadium. It's going to be Benedictine College football. They're going to be hosted by the defending national champion, Grandview. Premium on Care Radio at 11:30 a.m. It's a high noon kickoff at Duke Williams Stadium. If you're going up there, it's on University Drive, or University Avenue, I guess, in downtown Des Moines. Here we go. Back to action. Donovan West puts the ball in play, coming out of the timeout, and it's going to be knocked out of bounds, and it'll be off the fingertips of August Noel. D. West is going to have it in with 5 seconds left. It'll be at their baseline, very near the corner. They'll take it to the wing. The immediate shot is up. Air ball short. Tigers rebound it, and that will take us to the end of the third quarter. We'll be back here in Effingham, Kansas, going to the fourth. It's Donovan West, 47 Atchison County, 24.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler, DDS, on Facebook.
For nearly 120 years, Citizens State Bank and Trust Company of Hiawatha has been your true and local hometown bank. No branches, just roots. In downtown Hiawatha, visit cfbkansas.com today. Member FDIC.
Berwick Oil Company, proud to serve ag producers in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri. Since 1928, when a group of farmers wanted to buy fuel at discount prices, Berwick has expanded to meet the needs of customers. Bulk deliveries available throughout the area, selling lubricants, fuel, propane, and diesel, and operating Cinex fuel and convenience stores in Sabetha, Hiawatha, and Troy, Kansas. Berwick Oil also has a distribution location in Stella and Humboldt, Nebraska, and is the area's premier oil company, offering contracts and services year-round. Contact Berwick Oil Company, where you, the customer, are the owner.
Well, in the third quarter, it changed the whole outlook of this ballgame. It was very close at halftime, a three-point game, but Donovan West outscored Atchison County 28-8 in the third quarter. Tigers led by James Gaddis now at 11 points. For Donovan West, pacing it away, Colter Peterson has 18. Back to it we go. Start of the fourth. It'll be D-West basketball and the Mustangs with that massive advantage, up 23. Works the ball around the perimeter. Now skip around, go all the way to the corner, feet across the baseline, falling away, three-point rainbow, perfect. Donovan West has really found the range. After a bit of a slow start, that is going to be Breland Shelton hitting his second three of the game, 50-24. Tigers leaning in traffic, fighting his way for a bucket, August Knoll. Skip past right side in the lane and trying to come in maybe a little bit late to defend Hayden Paulino. ACCHS will pick up the foul, and it'll be the second by Riley Kessinger in the first of the fourth quarter. Here's Paulino, little elbow, little push, little shot. And are they going to call that foul, or what are they going to call? I really didn't know they were going to call it. He dropped his shoulder and gave a little bit of the elbow, and they, in fact, did call that foul on Paulino. It'll be his first. Team fouls are even at one in the fourth quarter. 7 minutes to play. Atchison County left side to Ben Hanke. For a one-hand push pass. Kicks it back off on top. Max Wagner. Back over to the left side. Tigers really unable to break through this defense. They'll try a little back door. The falling away shot, no, but in the process of getting it down there, August Knoll coming to the free throw line as they were able to have Rucker Herring collect his first foul of the night. Couple of team fouls in the fourth quarter by Donovan West, one by the Tigers, and for ACCHS at the line, his first free throw of the game for August Knoll. August high, arcing, but it doesn't go in. Great geometry. Excellent form. Ben Hanke is going to rotate out with James Gaddis. So it'll be Hanke, Wagner, Kessinger, Urban, Wagner. Second free throw, bumps out and won't go, and a rebound, Paulino. Here comes D-West. Donovan up the floor, 6.5 to play. Coast to coast, running shot, up, no good. And as the Tigers clear down the rebound, I think it's Paulino picking up another one. The big guy making a little contact. It'll be his third foul of the game. And that will probably initiate his exit from the floor. He'll check out and back into the lineup. You're going to get Michael Albers. Michael out there, he's the tallest guy on the floor. Good player, but right now limited to 1 point tonight on one of two at the free throw line. 6:20 to go in the ball game. Tigers with the ball, trailing by a lot. Here's a long-range three that is not successful, but a whistle and I think a foul off the basketball. It is going to be off the basketball and a whistle on Rucker Herring, his second. It'll be Donovan West, team foul four. Still 6:18 to play in the game. So 6:18 left. Tigers will bring it into the baseline. Having a little problem getting it in. They'll take it out all the way near midcourt and lob it out topside to James. Gaddis starts left, cuts back right, backs into the lane, has the ball stripped out of his hand, goes to the floor to try to cover it up, and a defender lands on top of him. And Gaddis takes a hard fall to the floor. And is there a foul called here? I would think, yeah. No, they're going to call a jump ball. Tiger head coach Corey Eckert disagrees with that call. He thought there was a little foul going on in the middle of that. 6:08 left. Ben Hanke back in, and he will inbound. Turning around, Henry, shot misses. Rebound. Yeah, for the Donovan West. They'll fly down, pull up 14 feet straight in front of the free throw line. The little pull-up jump shot is up and good, and Coulter Peterson is at 20 points now. 52-26, 5:48 left. Tigers, here's a running 15-footer. Oh, pretty shot. Knocked down by August Noel. His fourth. 52-28. In the lane, the skip pass, the jump shot off the window won't drop. Quickly, flying up the court, Noel. Wings it over to the left side, and the defender coming up the lane is able to deflect the ball and rest it before it gets out of bounds. Rucker Herring out on top. The three, airborne. Rolling, rolling, rolling. Good. Coulter Peterson missing nothing. He's a 23 now. 55-28. 5 minutes to go. And D. West up court, driving right, going in, gets fouled, coming to the line. Will be the Mustang. The block and the foul is going to be on August, his second. Jim gets very, very quiet as the visitors are at the free throw line. Coulter doesn't hit it. That's one of the few misses he's had tonight. 23 points so far for Coulter Peterson. A couple more hard dribbles and a look, and there it is. 56-28. 4 minutes and 50 left. Tigers outside the block, trying to back in. Double teamed on the basketball, and a defensive foul called. Is it going to be on catcher? Yes. Catcher Peterson, foul two. However, for Donovan West, it'll be the 15th foul and put him over the limit, and the Tigers are going to come to the line for the bounce of the ball game. Here's August Noel up there. He's 0 for 2 at the line, hits that one. So August, after missing his first couple of shots, collects his fifth point of the night right there. Polino back into the game, and Michael Albers comes back out. The freshman, August Noel, looks it, sends it, gets it. 30-56. And now 4:40 to play. Little skip pass to Paulino. Loses the handle for a minute, but he's able to recover it. Dumps it over to the right side. That's going to be Shelton. Kicks it on top to Peterson. Goes in, changes hands, missed it. Paulino tips it, missed it. Rebound, Henry. Urban in the ball game, into the forecourt. Weaves over to the right side. It's going to be jumped out of his hands, and Tigers are going to turn it over. Here comes Donovan West. Over to the left side, into travel. You stop, you bunny hop, and you square up, and that's just a step or three too many. 4 minutes and 10 to go. ACCHS is going to roll. Alan Wagner back into the game. We are midpoint of the fourth quarter. In the middle, the shot, knocking it down. It's going to be August Noel. He's come off the bench to be a real spark for this team. Got 8 points here in the fourth quarter, and it's 56-32 at the 350 mark to play. Look away pass out on top for D. West. The three, no. Rebound, Ben has it, and we get a foul or jump ball. They're going to call a foul. By the way, Jonathan West has gone to the bench and into the game for the first time tonight is going to be the 6'1" freshman, Brecken Falk. So Brecken is in the game, but the Tigers come to the free throw line. It's going to be Ben up there. Ben, the junior, the free throw rolls around the edge of the rim and it'll kick away no good. Ben has only 3 points tonight. He hit a three-point shot back in the second quarter. Gonna have another look at it right here. Knee bend shot. Perfect. So for Hanke, it'll be his fourth point. And with that comes a timeout. We're going to take a break, Joseph. We're down to 3 minutes and 40 to play in this high school ball game here in Effingham, Kansas. It's Donovan West, 56, Atchison County, 33.
We have a simple formula at Shelter Insurance. Provide personalized coverage at great rates with local agents to help you choose the coverage you need. And if the unexpected happens, fulfill our promise to be there when you need us most. Shelter Insurance ranked number one in customer satisfaction among auto insurers in the Central Region 7 of the last 8 years by J.D. Power.
See how much you can save by visiting local Shelter agents Dan Lears in Hiawatha, Courtney Boswell in Holton.
When your vehicle, truck, or trailer has a problem, there's only one place that will fix it right and fast, and that's Floyd's Truck Repair. With their experienced staff along with their parts and equipment, they can fix any problem and get you back on the road in a jiffy. That's Floyd's Truck Repair at the junction of Highway 75 and 36 south of Sabetha.
Coming up after this one here. It'll be on 103.9. Turn those guys in. Find out what's going on all around the area. Lots of scores, lots of recaps, lots of information. They're going to stick around and get that to you. Coming out of the timeout, Tigers coming up with a steal. And here's Ben Hanke into the forecourt. Slides her down the right side, takes it to the wing. Knifing into the lane, going in, crossing over. The left-handed layup is going to be up and good for the Tigers as Alan Wagner. 56-35. Tigers not throwing in the towel. A little bit ago, they were down by, 28 points, but have pushed back. Trailing down by 21. 3 minutes left. Way back out on top, and he'll ease around to the right side. Donovan West. Got some of the young guys out there now. And again, being very patient is Atchison County, no shot clock. And a little look away, and the ball's going to, it's going to be saved. That was just in the nick of time for D. West. And now the feed across, and Polino up and in. No, wait, that's not Polino. Let me fix that. That's Taven. Taven Clary, the 6 foot junior. Taven has just come into the ballgame. 13 footer for the Tigers, no. And Donovan West back up the floor. 2:15 to go. And the ball's going to be knocked away from behind. And there is plenty of contact in that effort to steal the ball. And it'll result in Alan Wagner being whistled for the foul. 2 minutes and 12 to go. That will be Tiger team foul three. So no free throws being shot yet. Atchison kind of still with one to give. And D. West back in play with the basketball. Catcher Peterson. They'll bring it to the top. Back over to the right edge to catcher. He goes baseline. Couple of head fakes. Drives it in. Shot no. Tipped up no. Tigers battle for the rebound and going to come down with it. That's going to be Ashton Neal. Ashton coming up with the board. Here's a shot from the top. It's a three. No. Tiger rebound followed up. No. And a D. West foul. And that will bring Atchison County to the free throw line with a minute 43 left. The foul is going to be on Donovan West, Levi York. The first of two free throws is going to be up and good. And at the line, August Noah. August has had a really great fourth quarter. That is his ninth point. All of them have come here in the fourth. And doesn't get double digits, but gets his own rebound. Follow shot, no. Tiger rebound, follow shot won't go. And now it's going to be Clary pulling the board away. Mustang up court, down the right side, runner at the baseline. Ryan is going to be up and good to delight to the crowd as Preston Pace gets his first point. So the Tigers on the other end of the floor. It's up and good in August with two more. So Preston Pace is a 5'9" sophomore. And on the other end of the court, we get another whistle. We get another foul. And it is going to be, I got four. Yeah, that's going to be four on Hayden Paulino. I got a feeling Hayden was a heck of an offensive lineman on the football team. I don't know that for a fact. I just got the vibe, you know, with a minute 9 to go. He's a big, strong-looking guy out there. First free throw is going to be off the mark just a little bit. One more coming up here for Max Wagoner. Max is now 1 out of 3 at the line, has 4 opening quarter points. And a little movement on the lane, and the shot's going to go up. No violation, and here come the Mustangs. 1 minute to play. The ball's on the floor. The Tigers are going to strip it away. Here comes Atchison County. Down the left side is going to be James. In the lane, one-hand shot up, no. Rebound, battled for, and it's going to be saved by Bracken Falk. The freshman into the forecourt with a little left-handed dribble, which is always nice. Not everybody can do that. 40 seconds to go in the game. Falk, a little behind-the-back dribble, changes direction, brings it over to the right to Clary. And D. West is just looking to get this thing wound down. Half a minute to play. Tigers are going to play a little more aggressive defense, and in that vein, it's going to be Ashton Neal picking up a foul. So for Ashton, his first, for the Tigers, their fourth, and 25 seconds remain. The ball comes into midcourt, and Brecken Falk. D. West with the basketball, with the big lead. The shot blocked at the baseline. Tigers are going to sweep it away with 12. Here's a chance for the final shot of the game at 10. Driving down the lane, shoving it outside. Squaring up, Gannis, it goes 3, doesn't drop. 4 seconds left, D. West has the ball. He'll go into the forecourt and win it. The final score tonight in the boys' game. It is Donovan West, 60. Atchison County, 38. And we'll be back to summarize it for you right after this.
Thanks for listening to local high school basketball on CARE Radio 93.7 FM. Stick around for our post-game show featuring your Union State Bank of Atchison player to bank on right after this.
Do you know how to recognize a phone scam? At Union State Bank, we're focused on keeping your financial future secure, and that means providing the information you need to keep your accounts protected. There are several red flags that can help you recognize a scam, such as a request for sensitive information or the promise that you'll get a prize. You can learn more about how to recognize a phone scam at mybankusb.com or visit one of our 8 convenient USB locations for valuable information about how to protect your assets. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
When your vehicle, truck, or trailer has a problem, there's only one place that will fix it right and fast, and that's Floyd's Truck Repair. With their experienced staff along with their parts and equipment, they can fix any problem and get you back on the road in a jiffy. That's Floyd's Truck Repair at the junction of Highway 75 and 36 south of Sabetha.
My name is Dan Winger, store director at Gary Country Mart. I would like to invite you to shop our store at Old South 75 Highway in Sabetha. With over 200 years of management experience, I think you will enjoy our knowledgeable and friendly staff. We are a full-service store with meat cutters on staff, a full-service deli, bakery, and produce departments. Thank you for shopping your locally owned and operated Country Mart for the past 53 years.
Hi, my name is Annie, and I came to see Dr. Lukert several years ago after many episodes of debilitating low back pain. I can tell you that my healthcare experience at Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness was the most helpful of any practice I have been to. I appreciate the approach that Dr. Lukert and his staff have of fixing the body rather than just treating the symptoms. Dr. Lukert introduced me to healthy lifestyle habits that would in turn change my life and help me with my mind, body, and soul.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest, providing free estimates for body repair, paintwork, and glass installation. No job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
What is your name?
K-A-I-R-F-M, Horton, Atchison.
Want to hear something cool?
Playing today's hit country along with local news, sports, and weather.
Kansas, where tonight Donovan West was able to come away with a pair of wins in this inter-conference matchup. D-West at ACCHS here in the guys' game. Donovan West in a game that was very close at halftime. Tigers led by one at the end of a quarter. Donovan West led by three at halftime. They had a huge 28-point third quarter and were able to cruise to a 60-38 win. Scoring for you. For the Tigers, double digits for both James Gaddis and August Knoll with 11 apiece, 7 tonight. For Alan Wagner, 4 apiece for both Ben Hanke and Max Wagner, and Riley Kessinger, 2, Henry Urban with 1. For Donovan West, man, you can't say enough about how Coulter Peterson played. Coulter, a 5'10" senior, led his team, led all scorers. He's your Bank of Atchison player of the game with 24 points tonight. It was Braylon Shelton with 8-7 apiece. Kaysen Keller, Dustin Beach, Kelcher Peterson, 2 apiece. Preston Pace and Tyben Clary. Rounding out the scoring, Mike Albers with 1. So, Donovan West goes to 2-2 on the season. Atchison County goes to 1-4. Opening game tonight, it was Donovan West with a W over ACCHS. And hey, I'm going to just throw out a little bit of a funny fact for Donovan West. If they love their game so much, they love so much basketball, they're not just playing tonight. They are going to lace it up, and they're going to be at home tomorrow as it's going to be Linden coming out. And I asked them, I said, is this right? And they go, yeah, we're playing tonight, and we're playing tomorrow at home. So back-to-back days for the Mustangs. So they're probably on their way to get home and get a little sandwich and get a little nap before they play tomorrow night. Speaking of tomorrow, join Gus and me. We're going to be in Des Moines, Iowa, as the Benedictine Ravens are in the semifinals of the NAIA's Football Championship Series. Final Four, if you will. And the Ravens are going to be hosted by Grandview, the defending national champions, and the lone blemish on Benedictine's 2025 season as the Ravens lost in week 2 up there at 27-24 in a great, great ball game. BC looking to win this one and move on. As a winner, we'll move on to the national championship game in another week. So we'll be with you, K-Radio pregame, at about 11:30 in the morning. Kickoff from Des Moines, Iowa, at 12 noon. Also, on 103.9, high school basketball scoreboard show. I want to thank you for having joined us here this evening. Again, tonight, Donovan West with a couple of wins at ACCHS. For Joseph, producing and engineering at the K-Radio Sports Studio, Tom Counts here in Effingham, Kansas. So long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to our coverage of local high school basketball on Care Radio 93.7 FM and our post-game show featuring Union State Bank of Atchison player to bank on. Stay informed with game recaps and the latest sports schedule on mscsports.net. This has been an MSC Sports production.
Clear tomorrow night, lows around 5 above. Mainly clear Sunday with a high of 22, 46 Monday. A peak at the extended shows, 53 Tuesday, 58 Wednesday, and 51 on Thursday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Today's hit country.
Coming.
All in one place. All of today's hit country. Hot country, 93.7.